From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Columbia City Council discussed regulations for the licensing of medical marijuana facilities yesterday, with a tentative date to begin accepting applications scheduled for October 1st. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services began accepting license applications Saturday from business owners competing for a role in the medical marijuana market, which the Missouri Cannabis Industry Association estimates will mature to bring in $480 million annually across the industry. The State Historical Society of Missouri is getting a new home for its collections of historic manuscripts, maps, and more than 30,000 pieces of art. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
The new Center for Missouri Studies is located on the edge of Peace Park, right in between MU's campus and Columbia's downtown. State Historical Society Executive Director Gary Kramer says this is intentional.
This is not just a place for historians. It is a place where multiple disciplines can be used to come to a greater understanding of the complexity of this place we call Missouri.
The physical structure also reflects this merging. Kramer says the building itself is owned by the state of Missouri, while the land it's on is leased from the University of Missouri. The 76,000 square foot building is funded by $35 million in bonds approved by the state legislature in 2015. The Historical Society celebrates the grand opening of the Center for Missouri Studies this Saturday, August 10th. The public is invited to attend. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The City of Columbia has named Jeff Jones as its new police chief, citing his longtime involvement in the community and on the police force, starting with his teen years when Jones volunteered as a police cadet. KBIA's Janet Saidi was at yesterday's announcement of the new chief and has this report.
Jeff Jones has served as interim police chief since February 3rd. Speaking at City Hall this morning to a crowd that included his grandmother, his wife, children, and nephews, Jones paid tribute to his fellow officers, regional law enforcement leaders, and his mentors.
I'm thankful for all of the support I've received from the community, other partners in the city, and the amazing members of the Columbia Police Department. This works because we work together, all of us.
City Manager John Glasscock says there was no point in conducting an expensive national search when Jones has interacted so well with staff at all levels and with community groups. Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp is the president of the influential group Race Matters Friends. She says she looks forward to working with Jones.
He has a lot of work on his plate to do. There's a lot of changing around to do, and so I think our job as a community is to support him but also hold him accountable. So I think that's what we're good at.
Jones says his priority and his challenge will be to keep Columbia's citizens and its police officers safe. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The appointment of Jeff Jones as police chief is effective immediately. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.